gubernatorial campaign of Deval Patrick in Massachusetts. Axelrod was responsible for framing Patrick's political message for the campaign. The Times noted, "There are many ways the Patrick and Obama campaigns are similar. The optimism, the constant presence of the candidate's biography, the combination of a crusading message of reform with the candidate's natural pragmatism, the insistence that normal political categories did not apply, even the same unofficial slogan shouted from the crowds, 'Yes, we can.'" What Axelrod fails to note in interviews is that voter dissatisfaction with Governor Deval Patrick in Massachusetts has reached levels not seen in the Commonwealth since Governor Michael Dukakis. In The Nation magazine, leftist journalist Christopher Hayes argues that Axelrod's campaign message for Obama in 2008 can be reduced to one word, hope. Hayes writes that Axelrod wants to avoid the rancor of the culture wars, preferring to express themes that suggest the possibility of a new kind of politics, to be found in a politics of consensus, avoiding the wedge issues that typically characterize a whole series of divisions, including black-white, pro-choice, pro-life, and red state, blue state. Hayes acknowledges the technique is adapted for a client like Obama, who, despite his Harvard Law pedigree, has a biography that can be cast into an up-by-the-bootstraps drama, with overtones of having overcome racial prejudice. Besides, one might add, Obama has the looks and rhetorical skills to play the showman required for an Axelrod campaign emphasizing personality. In an interview with the New York Times, Axelrod explained, "In a sense, Barack is the personification of his own message for this country, that we can get past the things that divide us and focus on the things that unite us. He is his own vision." We get the point. Axelrod's official title is Chief Strategist, not Campaign Manager. But if Axelrod aspires to be Obama's Karl Rove, he is missing an important dimension. In Texas, when George W. Bush was running for governor, Rove was known for his commanding knowledge of voters and voting statistics. Rove, in direct contrast to Axelrod, is a numbers guy, not an image maker. What Rove knows, and Axelrod may yet find out, is that general election campaigns are about issues. In the Democratic primary campaign, Obama had a clear weakness facing Hillary Clinton in a one-on-one debate. Why? The answer is simple. Axelrod has focused 100% of Obama's campaign on a cult of personality in an attempt to transcend issues. Yet, regardless of what words are used in campaigns, politics never transcends issues, at least not since Aristotle wrote his first books on politics. We are political animals first and foremost, as Aristotle taught. In politics, we are not reducible to New Age, McLuhan-esque consumers of subliminal messages shaped by the clever manipulation of media, even if these images influence us. At the end of every rhetorically uplifting speech Obama gives about the future of hope, millions of listeners are still pondering, "Now what exactly did he say?" If the politician is the message, as Axelrod and Obama have proclaimed, they can't forever avoid telling us what precisely that message is. A new, tongue-in-cheek internet blog titled Obama Messiah Blog Spot opens with the question, Is Barack Obama the Messiah? A quote is provided from a speech Obama gave in Lebanon, New Hampshire, in January 2008. A light will shine through that window. A beam of light will come down upon you. You will experience an epiphany, and you will suddenly realize that you must go to the polls and vote for Obama. The creator of the website, Christopher Blosser, says, My hope is the media will work through its childish infatuation with Obama. Blosser, a web designer by profession, describes himself as a political independent that leans somewhat conservative. While less than satisfied with John McCain, I'd honestly prefer him to either of the alternatives, Blosser admitted. Overall, the site is intended to be a parody, he acknowledged. But at the same time, I hope the website will provoke some of Obama's more ardent disciples among the masses, and sadly, the media, to reevaluate their behavior. Under the heading of conversions, the website lists numerous well-known figures who have represented Obama in larger-than-life terms. For example, New Age luminary Deepak Chopra claimed in a January 5, 2007 op-ed piece on the Huffington Post that the X factor, which sets Barack Obama aside as a unique candidate, is his hard-won self-awareness. Clearly, Chopra was swept up